Welcome, beautiful people. It's me, Robin Vi Carpenter Briscoe, your favorite spiritual life coach, author of Let's Get Stoned, Using Stones and Crystals to Create a Life That Rocks, and creator of this podcast, Let's Get Stoned, Crystals Rock. So I want to welcome you to the pre-show of the pre-show. This is just a little sneak peek that I wanted to offer. This is not the format that we will be utilizing for the episodes coming, but I wanted to just do a little welcome. I'm really excited. This has been a really long time coming. I've been thinking about doing podcast for, I figured it out the other day, almost 12 years it's been that I've been thinking about it. And 12 years in coming, and today is the day. Who's excited? I am. It took a lot of thinking and conversating and all kinds of things to figure out what it is that I really felt like I needed to sit down and talk about with people, and with a little help from some friends of mine who were talking to me about producing my podcast. Ultimately, it was figured out that the best thing that I could possibly do is sit down and talk to people about stones and crystals and using stones and crystals and how we do it every day and all the different ways that people do it and how we can use that to help us create the life that we want. Create a life that rocks. You know, I love saying that. It's taken me, like I said, 12 years to get here. It was a conversation with friends that really helped me know that stones and crystals were the answer. And then it was a promise that I made to myself last month that January 2020 was when I was starting my podcast. And so now is the beginning. Welcome. You may have noticed that the other episodes that are currently available and continue to be posted for the rest of the month are all meditations. And there are two reasons for that. One is because I'm a teacher. And as a teacher, I need to offer the opportunity for learning to anyone that wants to learn. And I love to teach people about stones and crystals so that I can help them get rid of fear and anxiety around how to use them in their life. There's different kinds of fear. Sometimes people have fear that, you know, there's something evil or witchy, too witchy for them, or, you know, scary about stones. And so we need to make sure that people don't feel that way, that they can understand that stones and crystals are a fantastic tool that can be used in your everyday life, and there doesn't need to be anything scary about them. And the anxiety comes in often because they have anxiety around whether they're doing it right. Are they doing it right? I heard this stone is good for this, but I don't really like this stone. Something about this, I can't find this. What do I do? Am I doing it right? Should I do this all the time? Should I carry it with me? Is it better if I wear a stone? There are all these kinds of anxiety questions that people have around stones and crystals. And so, you know, this is what the podcast is here for, is to get rid of the fears and anxiety people have around stones and crystals, and to utilize each tool that I can think of in order to help me do that. And meditation is on the top of my list. Meditation and mantra are the two things on the top of my list for ways to use stones and crystals to help create the life that you want. And since I know that people are often concerned that they can't do meditation, oh, I can't meditate, you know, I think too much. That's often the thing that people say to me when I talk to them about meditation. And so I offer to you this, a guided meditation. Guided meditation is much easier. I'll be there with you the whole time. There's nothing to be worried about. You'll have nice, short, brief moments of not thinking, and you do that all the time. When you stare into space and allow yourself to not think anything and to get quiet and still, it's a meditative moment. So I'm here to help create more meditative moments with you. The best way to up-level any meditation that I can think of is to add a stone or crystal to the mix. So I created these meditations around each stone and crystal, and the intention that each one can be used for. So then that way, when you have your moment where you need to remember your perfection, or you need to get back to that inner sense of wonder in your inner child, or you need to connect to that still love that lies within you, there is a meditation for that, and there's a stone for that. So I hope you download these and love them and use them and experience them as the good that they can be in your life. Remember, you are illimitable.